the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
As a child, you would wait and watch from far away. But you always knew that you'd be the one to work while they all play. And you'd lay awake at night and scheme of all the things that you would change, but it was just a dream.
We're off to a rip-roaring start as somebody's WWE Network subscription isn't working. Welcome, everybody, to Rant EM Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Hello?
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 Can you guys hear us?
We're here.
Okay, well.
Do you hear us?
Yeah, we hear you guys.
We're here. We're queer. Get used to it.
Oh, shut up.
Whoa, surfers.
Yeah, really.
Podcast.
All right. Anyways, welcome everybody to Rant EM Radio's coverage of... Wait a minute. Hold on. Welcome to Rant EM Radio's coverage of...
It's the Survivor Series!
It's the 29th annual Survivor Series, and of course it emanates from the Georgia Dome. From the Phillips Arena in Atlanta, Georgia. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
We've got Surfer...
Good evening.
And who do we have over in the Decker Dome? Because I know that there's a full house over there.
You, my friend, are in the presence of greatness right now. We have Mega Powers. Say hello, Dave.
What's up?
We have the Mandingo himself, the Filipino Mandingo, Mr. Rob Domingo from Thumbstick Ninjas.
What up?
And, of course, the co-host of Freaks, Neff, and Geeks, dressed out in his fucking...
We're going to send you a picture.
Dressed up like a blood.
Black brawny man.
Black brawny.
What is the gang colors?
Konnichiwa,
let me
bitches.
Paint the picture for you guys. Rage has red sweatpants on.
Oh, Lord.
He has a Roddy Piper shirt, a red hat.
Respect for the Piper shirt.
Love for respect.
And Al Borland flannel.
Oh, my God.
Does it look like black brawny?
Does he have the beard?
Black brawny guy.
I look good.
I'm sure you do, Rage. I'm sure
damn
you do.
Damn right I do.
I like red. It's good.
Well... I am having some issues here with the network.
Did you pay your bill?
Yes, I did. It's working on the iPad, so, you know, that's, for me, it's okay. There we go, okay. For some reason, the Roku doesn't want to load up. To anybody that's trying to call in, I know that I see Scott calling in and things like that. Because today's a little bit of a full house, we're going to restrict the calls a little bit so that it doesn't get too crowded. But maybe towards the end of the hour, we'll take some calls and give everybody's thoughts and opinions.
We'll say hello to Scott anyway.
Yeah, hello, Scott, and hello to everybody in the chat room. Hello to everybody in the chat room. We got Josh, Iron Man, Nature Boy. I know that Rick from Talk Brunch is listening. Supposedly he's swigging a beer. I don't know if that's true or not. And yeah, anybody else who's listening, I mean, because, you know, we're worldwide. Well, this is Survivor Series, guys, and did anybody receive any ISIS threats that was going to prohibit them?
No, but handed me an UpRocks article about Cesaro. Is he hurt?
I'm a little late to the party. I just came
maybe
in.
Maybe out 4 to 6 months.
I saw.
Oh, damn it.
So the entire roster is on the shelf.
Oh, my God. All of this time of the year, though?
Dudes are getting hurt left and right.
This is
the food that we eat.
I mean, it's terrible.
Breaking our bones, slowly but surely.
It's terrible. Terrible, I say. There goes my... Well, he's out of the tournament, but there goes my choice for next world champion. Well...
Well, if enough people get injured...
Wait a minute. Who's injured now?
Cesaro.
What, he got hit by Lincoln?
Right. And this is a Survivor Series, after all.
He was the one. They chose to hit him?
After the Junkyard Dog won the tournament.
Yeah, right.
That's classic.
He won his Lincoln and then accidentally run over.
It was a Rolls Royce.
It was a Rolls Royce.
I thought it was a Cadillac.
No, no, no.
He went in the back looking for Roman Reigns and got hit by a damn. Oh, damn.
This sucks. Hey, now what?
Got to make Roman look strong.
I know, right? Well, are
bye
we
to the finals?
Are we excited for this?
Samoans had something to do with it. See what happened?
Hey, maybe it was Rikishi again.
It was
mm-hmm. I ain't saying no names.
Now, I broached this idea with Rick, and he's calling in. So let me see, Rick.
What's going on? I paid my $9.99. What the hell?
I paid mine. I paid mine too, and it's working. It's just working on the iPad. It doesn't want to work on the.
I just tried to tune it to the network and couldn't get it to load up either.
ISIS.
Gotta check Junior. Uh-oh.
Jesus.
We tried the app.
Good Lord. ISIS. That's all I can say. ISIS. Don't screw with my network.
It's to win.
Jesus. Anyways, I told Rick, because we had such a jammed, packed panel today, that it would only be fitting that in Survivor Series fashion, that today it should be Team AA versus Team Phil or Team Deckardome, since you four are over there, we four are over here, and I don't know what the hell we're going to do with that, but I figured, what the hell, it sounds good on paper.
Y'all are over there, Rick is
up here. Wait a second, no. We got Rage on our team?
Yeah, you got Rage.
Trying to say?
That's the luck of the draw.
You gotta pull Bad News Brown, but you wouldn't know what that
hold
is.
Hold on, can we trade Rage for Rick?
Well, I don't know.
No, I can't trade Rage.
Yeah, he can't trade. I mean, he's there already, and he may go psycho.
Rage double crossing y'all. Whatever.
Yeah.
Would you say something?
I would be worried about you double crossing them.
Nah, he brought dessert, man. He can't leave.
Yeah.
I know. I saw.
Well, he could leave, but the dessert could stay.
I know, right? Yeah. I know, right? Well, it is a Survivor Series, like I said, and it's from Atlanta, Georgia, and. You know, for those of you that have been
living. Scope or the Omni?
I wish the Omni. Jeez. It might as well be the Omni. The Phillips Arena in Atlanta. And of course, if you've been living under a rock, WWE, in fact, did receive a threat from ISIS that there would be an attack on the Survivor Series today. The FBI was investigating, and so far, all is well. You know, there's no. They got Cesaro. They got Cesaro. That's right.
Lincoln. It was an ISIS driver.
Shit. I know.
It was an Uber driver. The ISIS works for ISIS. Yeah.
Probably.
I already told you that. It was a Samoan that did it, and I'm sticking to it.
Shoulder injury. You know what? I think Tony C's right. It was a Samoan.
Yeah, see? You would agree with him.
Well, when he's right, he's right.
Thank you. See, White Lightning knows.
He knows.
I do my research.
No, not tonight.
No, no.
We lost Rick. Rick. I don't know what's going on with Rick, but we lost Rick. But okay, he'll call back in.
See, he got hit by a Lincoln too.
No, he had that
white Hummer spot. He's a white Hummer spotted outside of Atlanta.
Yeah,
on 95.
That's
275. What? 265.
Yeah. Well,
so you gotta keep an eye out.
I hope that report's bad. I hope it's bogus. I hope he's fucking.
JR is the one that tweeted it out.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, so JR called the hotline.
I guess so. It's the Ross report, after all. You know,
Gene broke.
Gene hotline.
Yeah, he's got the scoop. Did you hear about that? There was that wrestler who got attacked by a fan and got on the short end of the stick of that fight. Did you catch that?
Really? Well, I'd love to see
outside
that.
Outside a nightclub.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it Jesus?
No, it was Muhammad Hassan.
He didn't get stabbed.
Jeez.
He didn't get stabbed.
Was it Tiger Jeet Singh?
No.
Jeez.
Oh, God.
Tiger Ali Singh?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The son or some relative of his?
Well.
Yeah, it wasn't them saying people.
It wasn't those guys at the Undertaker?
Oh, shit.
Well, I think, hold on, I'm having
probably
some...
Probably Kurosawa.
Go ahead, Tony.
He might have broken his arm.
Kurosawa messed him up because he ain't paying for straightening out his pants or something. You know,
or bring it footage on time.
Josh had a WCW Ross report. Remember that? That's pretty dope.
Yep. You owe me $65.99.
Right after the danger zone. Always danger zone.
No, no. Well, let's talk about the Survivor Series, guys. And there is no kickoff match that I'm aware of.
Good. Sponsored by Rolaids.
Ricky, I talked about this. Why the hell are we having an antacid?
Well, look at who's on the who's on top of the card.
It makes sense in antacid, boss. The fucking pay-per-view has been giving us oxygen the last couple of months.
I guess. I mean, jeez, I'd rather Stridex or what was the other one?
You already said
Totino's Pizza Rolls.
Totino's or Karate Fighters. I mean, that they still got that blimp. So
Slim Jim presents Halloween Havoc.
Oh God, I'd rather Slim Jims. That sounds pretty good, right? About
I remember some of those Clash of the Champions were sponsored by Coors.
Yeah, the early ones. Yeah,
yeah. Rocky Mountain.
Well,
you can tell. You could tell those were a Southern wrestling promotion.
Yeah, you know, Arn Anderson it's kicked cold. Back some Coors.
Some Coors.
That's right. It's cold, but it's not a Coors Light.
The beer's on ice. The beer's on ice. So
the beer's on ice, boy.
And for those of you that are keeping score, Renee Young is covered up this month.
Yeah, Dave, I remember.
That's Dave's boo.
Yeah.
For last pay per view, she had some boobage going on. Yes. And then, they did not put the camera on her, and then all of a sudden she showed up with a blazer on.
Yeah, an old Vince blazer.
Yeah. An old Vince
with the WWF logo on.
Edited out.
Looks a little sheer. That looks like a sheer shirt she got on.
Yeah, but she's wearing a tank top under it. You know?
Last month it was straight nips.
Sports bra.
Yeah. Anyway,
sports entertainment bra.
It's a sports entertainment bra. Rage, you need one of those.
Oh,
but the way you're going to end up in play.
What's entertainment, bro?
Fuck yourself, boy. All you do. Shut up. I look good. I don't need you to judge my wear.
He's on team.
Your wear.
You leave your black team man alone.
Jeez. Anyways, let's talk about this pay per view, shall we? There are just not too many matches advertised, you know, which means the matches are going to stretch out. Also, considering that there's a rumored. 5-on-5 Survivor Series match that supposedly is going to happen that with members of, I don't know, that are unannounced and things like that. Yeah. So we're going to see what happens. I'm not going to even talk about that one, but let's talk about the matches that are being advertised. And I guess we'll kick things off with the one match that closed out Monday Night Raw last Monday. Charlotte defending the Divas Championship against Paige.
The Broads Division,
the Divas Division, the females, the skirts. They, Paige, do me a favor, take that title away from Charlotte. She's not ready. She ain't Rick. And I'm not talking about Rick Dara.
Put her back in the oven. She ain't done.
She ain't done yet.
Maybe she is Rick. She might do something. She might do whatever it takes to keep the belt, like run away or something.
Run away with the belt.
Listen.
You know.
Listen, the lady is.
Do a low blow.
Listen. I don't wish anything upon any.
Like a goat.
Paige.
But I think that's makeup.
She needs a tan. She's fucking gorgeous.
Don't talk about Rage's woman like that.
She could get home.
Because it's her house now.
I get it.
Randy did say that she did need to eat some brains because she's from my zombie.
Rob said she's sickly.
This is my house now.
This is my house now.
Paige is the sexiest chick in WWE, aside from Sasha Banks.
But here's the thing. What made Rick, and it's not that I'm wishing this upon Charlotte, but this is like one of those things like,
want her to divorce 16 times?
No.
Win 16 championships?
But if you go back to the history of Rick, Rick got better when he went down in that plane.
So you want her to...
I didn't say that, but she needs... She needs...
That is a sick thing to say.
I'm not saying that. I didn't say I don't want that to happen to her. I'm just saying that, you know, she needs something to happen in her life, and I'm not talking about being married to Bram either. She needs something to happen in her life that maybe wakes her up
So she needs to go to TNA.
Maybe she needs to take a walk in the back of the building and something comes out of nowhere. You know, it can happen.
I don't know. You never know.
Oh, hey.
Like a
I mean, listen. Old
bulldozer comes out of nowhere.
Anything's possible right now in wrestling. And I think she just needs like a swift kick in the ass to wake up a little bit, and maybe she'll be good at that point.
But why does she need to wake up?
She just came out of a really bad domestic domestic violence marriage, man. She probably got a head rattle. Oh,
that's normal.
She's married to somebody who's in the IWO? Who?
Yeah.
Bram.
She was married to
Bram. He's the British fucking Ike Turner.
What is the status on those IWO shirts?
Pay me to get them up. It costs money, son.
Sure, yeah. Okay.
We could do it. We can do anything you want on this network, Rage, as long as you fund it.
You want to fund something?
One thing at a time.
You know, whatever you want, Rage.
What am I going to get back for this?
You want to put up a 24/7 video feed on the website? We'll do it.
Get the first shirt.
I didn't. Hold on. What did Double A just say? What did you say?
You want me to put up a 24/7 video feed on the website? We'll do it. But you pay for it.
I said I wanted a. fuck it. We'll talk after the show.
I want to know now.
I didn't know you thought.
That's negotiations after the show.
Negotiations. Yeah. Anyways,
talks.
So let's start. As we do with every pre-show, we go around and we ask everybody their prediction on who's going to win the match. Let's start up in the Northeast. We'll start with the Decker Dome. I'll start with Phil himself. Paige, Charlotte, what do you think is going to happen?
I'll take Charlotte for the win.
Ditto.
Yeah.
It's her house now.
Who's new? Yeah, I can care less. This is going to be my... make sure the guys have food on the table match.
her promos are terrible. I don't like her.
The woman is new. She's trying.
Okay, but there are some people that say she's not like good in the ring, and I completely disagree with that because I think she's improved over the years.
Charlotte?
Yeah.
I'll agree with that.
It's just her talk. It's just her talking is just not good. That's it.
You will not do that. That's the only thing I can remember from Monday's promo. Her screaming. What was that?
Double H opened the stable up.
I think Double A is rolling.
I think that may have been Surfer because I called into the comic book show and I told him I heard this awful sound.
I thought Jordan was.
Are you rolling around in bubble wrap again?
That wasn't me.
I thought Jordan was doing blow earlier.
Kinky mother.
But anyways,
Surfer, I told you this is not this kind of podcast. It
wasn't me.
There we go. I think we got Rick back now.
Listening to that Shaggy song again.
Yeah, I'm back.
So we're all taking Paige except for
I'm taking Charlotte.
You're all taking Charlotte.
Team Charlotte.
Yeah. All right, okay. So Team Decker Dome is taking Charlotte for the win.
Team Decker Dome is taking Charlotte, and then what does Team AA have to say? We'll start with Tony C.
During this match, I'm gonna take a piss.
yep, exactly.
Your dick wins.
Exactly.
I guess I'll take Paige.
Paige, what about you, Surfer?
Charlotte.
Oh, look at that. There's going to be dissensions in the ranks on this team.
That means Team AA takes Paige?
No.
Well, one of your members just wanted Paige.
And one of the members also wanted Charlotte. Anyways, what about you, Rick?
I think I'll go with Paige for this one. I think there'll be a swerve. I'm still waiting for that Becky Lynch heel turn.
Isn't she injured or something?
What is she
gonna do?
I don't know.
I was just making shit up.
I think
called the hotline.
We should call the hotline while we're on the air here. I'm going with Paige. I think. Charlotte. I'm sorry. You need to go back in the oven. You ain't ready. You just simply are not ready. That's how I feel. So, all right. So. Let's see what the chat room has to say. Nobody's saying anything in the chat room other than talking about the Ross report and Brazzers.
Paige has the black plague. That's what I say.
Well,
who said that?
What?
Squire said that? You son of a Squires, don't disrespect Paige like that,
John
dude.
John Matty. What does that mean, the Black Plague?
I mean, she's sick.
Fuck her.
Well, I know Matt Squires is trying hard since the White Lightning Black Power Hour. Black Hammer Power Hour.
See, so as I expected, Team AA is picked.
Oh, resume call. Hold on. We got a little bit of a technical problem here. Let me see here. Back over here.
There we go.
No, sorry. We had a little bit of a technical problem. There we go.
We're back.
Stop talking shit about us.
All right, let's go on to the next match. We're having some technical problems. This WWE Network thing. Now this thing, and now some jackass walked in front of the camera during the kickoff show. Put that cigarette, exactly. Things are not running smoothly today. Anyways. Yeah, I mean, Vince probably is blowing a gasket right now backstage after seeing that. Look, there's the guy right there again.
This is some TNA shit right here. Can we get the...
Yeah, we get the network feed up. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, go ahead. Put the feed
probably
up.
Probably already walked past the camera, but was he somebody that works there? You
can rewind
like
it, right?
Yeah, rewind it. And you'll see it. It was just a production guy.
It was a production guy?
Yeah. But still, like, doesn't he know they're live on the air?
Yeah, that's
we're live, pal.
No. We're live, pal.
You can't be covering up those tits, man. Just saying.
Yeah, give the people what they want.
Yeah.
Give the people what they want, he says.
This sick of fan.
You can't be covering up Renee Young's tits and you're walking in front of the camera, dude. No.
You know, this country is degenerated so deep into the bowels of hell.
That should be frozen Booker T's
face. That should be
right
screenshot.
I got a frozen Booker T on the network here.
Yeah, beautiful.
And Jemima.
A frozen black man.
Oh my God!
Whoa, she is.
She,
woo! Wow!
Damn!
Yeah, she's got the sports entertainment bra on.
Yep.
Oh, she can get it. Yo.
That's your boo, Mega Powers.
Yeah.
Now we have to go to this guy. And she's getting. Oh my God!
Oh, Shaw didn't bejewel her face tonight.
No, yet. It's still early. It's still early. Let's go on
she
to the.
She got her Botox on.
Yeah.
Sorry, boss. Why? Next match.
No, let's go on to the next match. Yeah, it's. Dolph Ziggler and making his WWE pay-per-view debut, Tyler Breeze. They're going one-on-one. Let's start with we'll start with Team AA this time. Tony C.
Wasn't there a Hall & Oates album called One-on-One or a song?
Yeah, I think so.
It was
Tony C.
Breeze.
You're going with Fabreeze?
Yeah, Fabreeze.
Okay.
Hopefully the match don't smell like for ass.
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't think it will.
Sponsored by Febreze.
Oh, God. That would be hilarious.
Be amazing.
Surfer.
I guess I'm going to go with Tyler Breeze. This is his first match. He'd be fucked up if he flamed out. So.
Yeah. And I think Ziggler would be gracious enough to do the job for him.
That's all he does anyway.
Yeah. That's all he does.
He'll win the feud anyway, so.
Yeah, to think, it was a year ago, Ziggler won the main event of the Survivor Series. He won the Survivor Series elimination match. He was the sole survivor.
So now he's going to be on the opening match losing. That makes sense.
Makes perfect sense, right? Rick.
Give Tyler Breeze a running start. He's the new guy. Let him go over. Besides, Ziggler's been mean on Twitter again. Punish him.
I'm going with Tyler Breeze as well. So on for Team AA, it's going to be Tyler Breeze. We'll go up to Team Deckerdome and see what Phil wants, who he wants to win this match. Go ahead.
What do you think, boys? I'm taking Tyler Breeze for the win.
Seize the Breeze. I'll second that.
Yep.
Man, I'm Febreze as well.
We're Febreze in it.
Hashtag it.
Okay. We are. We're going into our Survivor. Apparently, there's a kickoff match.
Totally unannounced.
Yeah, unannounced. 5-on-5. Apparently, the leader of the first team is coming out. It's going to be Team Miz versus Team. Who knows what?
What?
Oh, Lillian Garcia.
This is the kickoff. Awful.
You know you ain't getting one on the show.
Lillian Garcia is all decked out like a fucking cubic zirconian ring on the Home Shopping Network.
50 years hot.
She can get
really?
It.
Wow.
She can get
she
it.
She can get it, man.
Get it.
She can get the train.
Oh, The Rock is coming.
No, it's The Miz.
Oh.
I came to play.
And then here comes the leader. Or is this a elimination match? Or is this... Okay, this is his team members. Here comes Bo Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
Probably a little ahead of us.
Yeah. The inspirational Bo Dallas.
What did I tell you? What? See, this is exactly what I said. This.
I'm only on The Miz coming down the ramp.
I'm not.
Yeah, me too, Surfer. I think we're on the same speed.
Ray just watching that.
See,
right
I wasn't
now.
Expecting. I'm watching both. See, I wasn't expecting big names, but again, you threw in a ton of jobbers.
See, I don't mind. That was the Survivor Series baseline anyway. They had teams of five striving to survive. Everybody had a chance, man. Yeah.
Yeah, went back pretty fast, too.
And the mid-carders got their day, you know?
Yeah, Conquistadors.
Conquistadors.
Had a chance.
Chico Santana was in, like, at least seven of them.
Yeah. Well, while we're waiting for
the Soul Survivors Survivor Series match.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, while we're waiting for the remaining competitors to come out for Team Miz, I just want to give a shameless plug to The Rant, because on January 5th, we're going to have a live episode, our first episode of the new year, and we're also going to have live commentary of Impact's first episode on
yes!
Pop TV.
Who's doing that?
That's going to be live on Tuesday, January 5th.
Oh, I can't wait. I swear
wait
to God.
A minute. You can do commentary on...
Live commentary on Impact.
I cannot wait.
On purpose?
On purpose.
Do you have Pop TV?
Yes, I do.
Oh, this is going to be fucking like awesome.
Stardust looks like a gay Legion of Doom.
Ray just pitched a fucking tent in his sweatpants.
I know he did. I know he did. So that's coming up. The first like big show of the new year coming up on.
I think WWE was going for that. You can tell just by them throwing the spiky shoulder pads.
I'm gonna get some crap for this, but I like the Ascension. And
yes,
yeah, they're good.
I do. I don't know why.
Hey, that match that they had with Jordan
Gables
last week was really good.
Yes, I agree.
They come across as cornballs in my book.
Yeah.
Cornballs?
Yeah.
Cornballs?
Cornball.
Hashtag.
Isn't that a snack?
Cornball.
Oh, look at this. It's the man that created Forgot.
So, look at this. The Dudleys. Boy, didn't they fall from grace quickly.
Yeah, you thought they was going to be like on top of the division right about now. All right.
Hey, they fell.
Hey, fell. It's just that they just out there to just...
The descension.
I'm glad they didn't give Neville that fucking Mighty Mouse gimmick, man. That would have been terrible.
They were going to give him a Mighty Mouse gimmick.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Already.
They
gave him the cape.
Wait,
that's enough.
Wait. Mighty Mouse gimmick.
Yeah, Mighty Mouse. Here I
you
come.
You didn't know that?
Like licensed Mighty Mouse.
Like yeah.
Oh Lord,
so he's going to legit be Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, and they put the kibosh on it. Thank the Lord.
Oh, when there is a rotor right.
That's right.
Hey, man, it could have worked out. You know, Tiger Mask was a manga beforehand. Jushin Thunder Liger was an anime.
His own cartoon, for Christ's sake.
I like TNA Team 3D. See, I don't refer to them as Dudley Boys.
Wait, why are they doing
the team that created Forgot, Titus O'Neil, Dudley?
Wait a minute.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there's your surprise. There, your surprise just happened, and I'll let you guys catch up. But we're going to see something that has been talked about now for like 100 years, and it never happened, and now it'll finally happen. So, at least for 5 minutes, it'll happen.
Chico Santana. And he got a Survivor Series shirt on.
This.
Who's coming out now? Let's see.
I'll let you guys get
get the hell out of here.
Gold Dust. So it's going to be Gold Dust versus Stardust.
This is set up for a Mania match.
For a Mania match.
You could set this up.
This is the first time he's fighting since his dad died.
Yeah,
right?
And it's since his injury too.
Hey, you could set up a Mania match for this.
It's too early to set it up for Mania.
It's Gold Dust.
Hey, it's never too early. According to WWE,
take the G off, dude.
It's never too early.
He could go though. He's good. He looks good for his age though.
So wait, where's
the makeup? Yeah. No, I'm talking about in the ring. Not his personal features.
Wait, where's the other Negro fellow that wrestles with?
Oh my god! Oh my! Did you really just say that,
dude? Yeah. He's double A.
Yep,
we recorded an hour before.
You know, I'm starting to petition against Dave.
We're Dave, all the other colors.
Yo, Dave's on fire all night, man. We recorded an hour before we came on.
I'm starting to petition.
Listen.
Other color. What's
listen,
that?
Hold on. The Black Achiever Awards are in February, guys.
Down Solar System.
Goldust with a suit with a power slam. Already, we already had our first elimination. Look at that.
Already?
Already.
Way ahead of us, man.
Yeah. So you guys, I'm not going to spoil it anymore. So
spoiler alert.
You'll see what happens here, but it's the match is underway.
I should refresh the screen.
Maybe I'll
get it to catch up to you guys.
There's nothing wrong with asking what it covers. I'm just saying. Sometimes you got to ask where we at.
Is New Day fighting today?
Yeah.
They should be.
I don't know.
They're not advertised, but I'm positive they will be.
The Luchadors.
I don't
see it.
Yeah, I don't see it advertised, but it's very possible. So.
We're hoping. Polka dots.
Day rocks.
So as the match continues on here, it's traditional.
Old Spice.
Oh yeah!
Oh God!
Rob.
Terry Crews.
He's muscular. Is not.
He said his head.
He's in my house tonight, man.
Listen, this is not the man that hosts Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Okay. Could you imagine though Titus hosting Millionaire?
Wait a second. This is the guy that does Family Feud, right?
No,
Steve Harvey.
That's Steve Harvey.
I'm sorry.
You don't all look alike, Dave.
That's exactly what he's trying to say.
That's your boy, Tony.
That's exactly what.
Well, you know, at least
you enable him, Tony C. Okay?
Yeah, Tony.
But listen. In my defense, I love White Lightning through and through.
Power coming at
you. At least he called us a color.
So you're saying that you
called us colors.
So you're saying you're a whitey lover?
You know, derogatory term.
You're saying you're a whitey lover, Tony C?
Did you just call him a whitey lover?
He called him a whitey lover.
Wow. Really, sir?
But anyway,
surfer.
It's not that kind of podcast.
Surfer, my goodness.
Don't be white.
Surfer's that angry black man at the end of the corner.
Whitey's not offensive.
I gotta tell you, I mean,
you know, we make fun of all races here, Surfer, but seriously, you had to call him a whitey lover.
I'm just asking the question.
I'm disgusted. I've lost my appetite. Sorry, Phil. I'm not eating.
No, hey, Dave, would you still have an appetite if you heard this?
I can't see myself with another guy's dick in my mouth. I just don't.
Again.
King of bacon. I am the king of bacon.
Hey, he may not be able to see it, but when his eyes are closed, it all goes away.
Just because you suck dick in a phone booth don't make you a call girl.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I can't believe your wife's late today.
Fucking hate Double A.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. One more time for those of you that
was so wrong with that.
One more time for those of you that didn't catch it.
I can't see myself with another guy's dick in my mouth.
No, I don't. What's the big deal about it? What's the big deal?
Well, who comes out and says that?
I can't fuck with you, man.
I can't stand Double A. I really fucking can't.
Listen.
Can we?
Come on, guys.
All right.
This ain't the Rage show.
No. But we were watching the elimination match. But anyways, let's get back to the card. Tag team title match, not title match. The Brothers of Destruction, Kane and The Undertaker against two members of the Wyatt family. We'll start with picking who's going to be the two members of the Wyatt family. I'll start with, let's start with Phil on this one.
So is there going to be black guys in this match?
There will be no colors in this match.
Well,
there will
be people in black.
Fair, all the Wyatt family, they look alike.
Darkness. Yeah.
It's going to be Eric Rowland and Luke Harper.
It might be Luke Harper and what's his face, the big dude. The guy
Braun Strowman.
Yeah, it's going to be them too.
I don't think it's going to be Braun Strowman because he's supposed to be unbeatable at this
point. Braun Strowman.
If the Undertaker and Kane take him down, then the Wyatts have no more ability to take out the Undertaker and Kane. So
matches, tag matches are always a solution to that problem.
All the Undertaker has to do is hit him in the nuts.
Yeah. Make him tap.
This is going to be Bray and Luke.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I don't think it's going to be Bray.
All the same, right?
It doesn't matter. They're going to win.
Yeah, I don't think
John Cena's going to run in and say he's Kane and
I don't think it's going to be Bray either.
Really?
No, I don't think so either.
Who the hell just got eliminated? So, okay, I see.
He might.
Alright. So you guys think it'll be, who'd you say, Harper and Rowan?
I said Harper and Braun, but
I think Harper, it's going to be Harper and Harper and Bray.
I think it's going to be Harper and Owen.
Owen?
Harper and Owen.
Owen?
Who's Owen? Owen?
Not Owen. Roland.
Roland?
Owen. Owen well, Hart is going to be in the pay-per-view?
No, I didn't say Owen.
He's long.
They're going to bring him back from the dead?
They're going to get Papa Shango to bring it, take his
seance.
To a resurrect.
It's about survivors.
I think the book
is
that's right, Rick.
Yeah.
That's right, Rick. It's about survivors.
I'm wrong, sorry.
Okay. Fucking Dave.
Anyways,
ruin a wet dream.
So who's going to take the match, though?
You didn't ask who I thought was going
to
be.
Go ahead, Dave.
I think it's going to be the two fellas with the beards.
The redneck.
That's like everybody.
The two white trash with the beards are going to be in the match.
Yes. And the stained shirts.
And they're going to be fighting the two other white trash guys on the other end.
Let's call them white trash guys.
That are dead. So, hey, wait a second. They could totally have Owen Hart on their team.
Oh, my
no.
God. Oh, my God.
I'm trying to be a fantasy booker here. Come on.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Vince Russo.
She's going to come down and she's going to be Sister Abigail.
What? Say that again. Say that again, Rick.
I was thinking Vince Russo booking. Have Kane turn on Undertaker to set them up in a dual retirement match at me.
Wait. Lord have mercy. No.
So then Kane is going to be pinning the Undertaker to win the match.
No, Rick. It's a dual retirement inferno match at WrestleMania. There it is.
I like that.
Casket.
In a cell.
You would, Rick.
Casket on top of the cell.
I know. Right?
The body bag.
Get him a body bag.
Listen, I've always said that one day, just for shits and giggles, they need to take a cage that has a roof and turn the cage upside down and hang it above the roof.
A roof. What's a roof?
Yeah, what's a roof?
A roof.
Yeah, you're blacker. Oh. Yeah, you're blacker than us.
Excuse me. What's a ute?
Yeah, what's a ute? That's right. You gotta ask that one. For
sounds like we're getting into a Jeff Foxworthy.
No, but I've always said that you gotta turn the cage upside down and have like a caged scaffold match. Like there's an opening in the cage. I've always thought that for some reason. Just one of those offshoot type deals that we need to give somebody an interesting match to do.
Is this like a
TNA?
A la the Tower of Doom or Tower of Terror.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, for a band for a pay per view that we'll never see again.
Upside down.
A doomsday cage.
On the ones on the ground, though.
Book it.
So wait, does the guy
it's
who...
the new X Division match.
So wait a second, does the winner have to get inside of the cage?
They have to figure out a way to get up into the cage, yeah.
Is the cage a Rubik's Cube?
I always thought that would be a good idea. Let's do that. Let's have a reverse cage match. You know, everybody else outside the ring fight.
You would. Somebody that likes the King of the Mountain.
Are you serious right now?
Okay, Rage Jarrett.
Oh,
exactly.
You know, Rage.
Book it, man.
That thing when we was trying to tell you how dumb that King of the Mountain ring was.
Okay,
King of the Mountain was a dumb ass.
You leave Rage Carter alone.
So speaking of TNA, hits the stroke on Neville over here.
He hit the stroke?
He hit the stroke.
Did he have a ischemic stroke?
No, Jeff Jarrett's stroke.
Oh. Jeff Jarrett's stroke.
You know, the thing that Bret Hart had.
Yep, because of Goldberg.
The steel plate.
All right. So we're so Rob, you're picking the Wyatts. I'm picking Taker and Kane. Rage.
Taker.
I'm taking old dudes.
Dave.
Yeah, team old dudes.
Team old dudes. Oh, yeah. So everybody's picking team old dudes except for Rob. He's taking the Wyatts.
Surfer.
Hashtag team AARP.
Oh my god. Surfer.
Team Medicaid.
Team Rolly.
Surfer, who are you going with?
Team Prostate.
If it's
everybody got a prostate, dummy.
If it's Eric and Luke, I'm going with the Undertaker and Kane.
Prostate.
Okay. Rick.
I guess I'll go with Team Old Dudes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going with that, but I don't like that name, Team Old Dudes. I'm going with Social Security. So,
geriatric.
Team SSI.
Team SSI.
SSI, that's it, yeah. It's the first of the month. Get up.
Oh, my God.
Bone Thugs and
what if they come out on Zell Rascal? That'll be funny. And then they leave and do the hand thing at the end where they turn and look.
Oh, look at that. Ric Flair to be on the Stone Cold podcast.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm not watching that.
Mr. Wu himself.
I get a kick out of Flair because he made. Oh, and then Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
We've got back to
nice. Sounds
we've got,
nice.
We've got back to back interviews here. And then,
so we got to talk about super kicking some British people, huh?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. How'd it feel when you kick Davey's teeth down his throat every time?
And then give him the figure four from his people.
I don't know. They're
they need to make this into like a morning radio show.
They're so and so. A WWE Network series, WWE Ride Along, where you followed a couple of superstars in the car.
Oh, my God. You know what this reminds me of, right? This is fucking Taxi Cab Confessions.
If it's just the girls, that's okay.
Well, yeah, they in the promo, it was only the girls.
Topless. I think it's going to be annoying as shit.
This is exactly what the hell this is. This fucking Taxi Cab Confessions.
That's okay.
Anyways.
Except nobody's fucking.
Can we move on, please?
Yeah.
Have Nikki Bella saying, you know, last night Kurosawa dropped off John's shorts, khakis, and they were not clean at all.
Along with the Starcade footage.
I still get the red out of their pants. Sorry.
The tournament to crown a world heavyweight champion will conclude tonight. We've got two semifinal matches. Let's start with the first, Roman Reigns against the U.S. champion Alberto Del Rio. Let's start with
a Mexican versus a Puerto Rican that can swim.
What? She's a Samoan.
I say he's going to be a double count
Let's
out.
Go.
Now kick his ass. You kick his ass.
Wait a minute, hold on. You say it's going to be a double count out, Dave?
Yeah.
So that means
Cesaro is supposed to be facing is going to go have a bye and then go right to the championship.
Yeah,
he's going to have a bye.
Makes sense. So there's going to be no matches, except for the double countout.
I don't know.
It's my prediction.
At this rate, we might as well throw a broomstick in there in the finals. But seriously, though, Roman Reigns, Del Rio, who's advancing? We'll start with Surfer.
I'm going with the underdog. I'm going with R-Truth to win it all because nobody believes in him.
There you go.
Why?
Brother
because
black? You know.
See?
Wait, he's not in it?
Nope. No, dumbass.
my bad. That's on me.
All right, Virgil.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
So. Crazy kid.
Somebody was watching SmackDown this week. Yep. Anyways. Tony C.
I'm going with... Well, in a perfect world, Vince would call immigration and both of them would be eliminated. But
you're damn right he would.
I hate to say it, that Puerto Rican that can swim is going to win. Coconut, bro.
Taking coconut breath for the win. Huh?
Oh, boy. I got to tell you, I have a feeling I'm going to find letters from all sorts of different groups and
I think I called somebody a retard and I got fucking blown up on Facebook.
You know, this is going to be one of those specials, one of those shows that, you know, going down in infamy as, you know, the show that got radio reported to the FCC or something.
You got put on the map.
We got put on the map.
Regulated by the FCC.
I know, we don't have to deal with the FCC, but somebody will report it to us, to them, I mean. Rick, Reigns, Del Rio.
I think that will be the largest time ever that a Mexican gets booed besides the Royal Rumble, so it has to be not Del Rio. Roman Reigns all the way.
Okay. I guess the people in Atlanta don't like Mexicans. I don't know. What about that? What about Team Decadome? Because I'm going with Roman Reigns. Obviously, that's the obvious choice.
Want a second Rey Mysterio incident.
Yeah, we don't want that. I'm not taking Team ISIS for the win either. No, I'm taking Roman Reigns. Dave?
Double count out.
Double count out. Rage.
Fucking Roman.
Roman Reigns. Rob.
Double R.
Double R.
All yes. Right.
The Roman Empire.
The Roman Empire.
The other semifinals match, which probably will go down as the match of the night, we'll see the Intercontinental Champion, Kevin Owens, go up against Dean Ambrose. We'll start with Team Decadome.
Owens.
Yeah, I'm taking Owens. And how great would it be if he won the whole thing on that momentous run he's had, winning NXT title, then he wins the IC title, and then he wins this? Can you imagine that? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not going to happen, obviously. Why but not? I would like it to happen, but...
If that happens, Melissa Joan Hart's going to be eating some serious crow tonight.
Yeah.
Amongst other things.
Stock me. Rob, who are you taking?
I'm taking Kevin.
Taking Kevin out, yeah. Dave?
Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose?
Not because maybe. I want him to win.
Ronnie?
Maybe in an... fuck you. Maybe in an Bounty Man? Maybe in an alternate universe, I'd pick Kevin Owens, but we're in reality.
Yeah, we are in reality.
So. I'm picking Ambrose.
Taking Ambrose.
The Roman Empire.
So we're divided. We're divided.
Yep. Surfer.
I'm going with Ambrose.
We'll go to Rick after that. Rick?
I'm definitely going with Ambrose.
Okay. Tony C.
Goldust is frozen.
White trash Ambrose.
White trash. Okay, so...
That's his government name.
I'm going with Ambrose.
All the white trash guys are winning tonight.
I'm going with Ambrose. However, I do like your guys' theory, because now that you guys say it would be good if Owens did, won and he took the title, I already see in a big crystal ball Ambrose coming out, interfering in the main event, blah, 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 gets Roman taken out, and therefore Owens wins the world title. That's...
I changed my
world.
I changed my mind.
Oh yeah.
This match is also going to be a double count out.
So we need
Dave's just here for food, guys.
So we need two broomsticks then.
Yeah, pretty much.
So nobody. My guess is nobody's going to win the belt tonight.
So they
wait a second. And both matches are going to end in a double count out because all four guys are going to get injured during the match. And they're going to be on the shelf.
Oh, they're going to get injured. They got to get injured in the back.
Hopper's getting a push.
Yeah, you've heard of the dusty finish. We're going to call this one the ISIS finish.
I know. Yeah. Jesus.
Taking out the whole tournament field.
So, ISIS finish. Tiger Ali Singh is going to win tonight.
Tiger Ali Singh. Oh my god. Don't get us
a sand person.
Hey, he won that tournament back in the day over one of those Arab countries, right?
I don't want to anyway. Die. I don't want to die tonight, Dave.
Don't be picking the same people. Oh.
Listen, Rage.
Yeah.
If that does happen, guess what? You at least got to eat some cheesecake before it happened.
True that.
So some good cheesecake.
True that, yeah.
Cannolis too.
Yeah.
I don't want to die with Dave.
I don't want to die with you either. So don't think.
hey, Rage! You almost did.
The last person I die with, the guy that kicked my ass in fucking Mega Slam.
That's what I was gonna say.
It's about time you owned up to it.
That's what I was gonna say. You almost did die with Dave. That guy.
Yeah.
Anyways, for those of you that are watching this kickoff match, the Dudley, Dudley's one
kicked off with this event.
This was such a squash.
This was the traditional match.
Yeah, so only one guy on their team. Yeah.
It was before it actually.
That
started.
Is some horse shit right there.
Terrible, awful.
This is the worst. Have it in the pay-per-view.
Well, this tells you how much they don't give a shit about this match anymore. It's terrible.
Well, they always have like title matches on the kickoff, so why not have a Survivor Series? Before Survivor Series.
WWE does not give a damn about the traditional Survivor Series match anymore.
Just like they don't give a shit about
titties.
Oh.
For anyone that's listening, if you can give me a screenshot of that,
of course
that
would you
be
would.
Sports Entertainment, and send that right into my inbox, I will thank you forever.
Anyways, so I guess that's it. So who's going to win the title? You guys up there in the Northeast, pretty much over on Team Decadome, you guys, more or less, general consensus, Kevin Owens is probably going to win, right?
Well, at this this state with everybody getting injured, I think R-Truth is going to win the title.
Nah, I think Roman Reigns. I mean, obviously, Roman Reigns is the obvious pick.
I think John Cena is going to come back and save the day.
Hey, Rick, there goes Manjaw.
Jesus Christ. I think he's going to come out of retirement and rescue the pay-per-view.
Ric Flair is coming out of retirement to win the belt?
I mean, in a perfect world, we all want some type of swerve.
Yeah.
I mean, on paper, both matches are going to be really good. I think the cards would be good on paper. But obviously, for all of us, we would want some kind of swerve or some kind of
something. Because this is a big four pay-per-view. There should be something
some
in here.
Some water cooler talk tomorrow.
Reigns versus Owens is still a good
Yeah, I mean, the match is going to be good regardless. Yeah, but, you know.
The thing is that the way I see it, Reigns more than likely will take it. But in my perfect world, Ambrose is going to take the title. So that way Roman and Ambrose can go to TLC and have a ladder match for that title.
That would be good.
Wait, who has new merch coming out?
They all do.
It's that time of the year.
Yeah, my cousin Richie just put out his new shirt online.
Okay. I want
that Puerto Rican will hurt somebody.
Does anybody know anybody like Tyler Breeze that just stares at their phone all day?
Girls.
Besides girls.
A lot of people.
Dudes don't know dudes like that. No, girls, yeah.
Geez. Double A.
No, I don't stare at my phone all day. What are you talking about?
Double A's posting all those selfies.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're normally posting on Facebook. You're normally on fucking Periscope. You're always on Twitter. Come on.
First of all, I haven't been on Periscope in months.
Periscope in months. Dude, you were on Periscope
like 2 days ago. But that was it. I wasn't on for like 2 months before that.
Speaking of Periscope, what the hell you broadcasting?
You see, Periscope is horrible Tuesday, please.
What?
We have like 8 minutes before this pay-per-view. Can we please all, come together? Get one.
I know, right? What was Surfer saying though? What did I broadcast?
No, what did Rage broadcast?
Him probably jerking off.
Nah, man, I was.
His NASCAR.
Oh,
picks.
You were watching that?
No, I said that's probably what you did.
Live, but I know saw that you posted something. And it was just also it was floor. And shit on the floor. And didn't see nothing else.
That means he missed.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Anyways, so what do you guys think? Do you guys expect anything big other than a new world champion tonight?
I think Vince is going to come down and say, ring the bell. Oop, my bad. Damn, that already happened. Didn't it?
18.
How much of the authority are we getting tonight?
I hope very little, if nothing.
Dean Ambrose.
Somebody getting screwed.
Honestly, Surfer, unless there's some kind of swerve, they should be obsolete.
It wouldn't surprise me if we see Rollins
to be
tonight.
Their boy.
Ambrose is turning corporate. Everybody know that.
It wouldn't surprise me, though, if we see Rollins tonight.
What?
Just there. Like, he's backstage, like, hey, guys, I feel bad about what happened, but,
Go home.
Like, and they'll be like, well, that happens, Seth, but go home and rest.
He's a
up and down to his music.
The home game, exactly. I was trying to say it. Thank you, Dave.
Well.
Those should have won the tournament. Rey Mysterio. I mean, which one was it?
Got the makings to be some classic matches, man.
I hope so.
What's the chance?
Oh, we can bet on this on DraftKings?
Yes, you can.
What's the chance of Sheamus cashing in?
I hope zero.
Nobody wants to see the Red Rockets.
I don't want to see Sheamus. I really don't. I got no...
If he cashes in and loses, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That would be
amazing if he cashes in and loses.
Well, it'd be Sandow.
Yeah. He can cash in for any belt, right?
In theory. Yep.
I wouldn't need to.
In theory. I'm just saying.
So wait a second. If there's two double countouts... Then he could cash it for the finals and win.
He can have the pin on the broomstick.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Well, what can I say? The Survivor Series, anything's possible. A screw job or a swerve is, tradition at this event.
Somebody get hit by a car.
Somebody will get hit by a car. The bell will be rung. Who knows? Earl could be coming running to the ring.
Somebody getting dropped from a forklift.
From a forklift. Yeah. So I don't know.
Tony, you want those the Usos to run them over?
I did. Oh, hell yeah, that would be funny as hell.
I did it for Roman.
We did it for Roman.
It'd be cool if Roman Reigns win the title and D'Lo Brown comes out and switches plates with him.
You know, people wanting to run somebody over.
We don't need any more car. We don't need any more car incidents in wrestling.
Ambrose screws him, then he chases Ambrose out into Lincoln, and then somebody picks his Lincoln up.
I say Billy Gunn comes in with the syringe from his ass and
I think we can all agree that having a title tournament finals on anything as a wrestling fan is pretty fucking cool.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You
know, that for me would make me buy it if I didn't have the network.
But you know what would have done this pay-per-view good? To have a majority of that tournament on this pay-per-view.
I think the whole
like the semifinals and the finals.
Yeah,
I agree.
If anything, that should have been on there.
I would have gone one more round back because we got the semis and we got the finals tonight.
The quarterfinals, I think, should have been at Survivor Series.
Yeah, yeah. Rudy Young.
Deadly Game, they did it all in one night.
Yeah, WrestleMania 4, the same thing.
They need to get that network logo off there. There we go.
Oh, buddy.
Move the can.
Damn.
That Kickstarter out of the way.
Well, I guess this is it. So this is where we tell everybody that to stick around for the next 3 hours because we're going to be chatting in the network chat room. And, of course, at 11 p.m., we'll be bringing you a post-show recapping everything that went down. I don't know who will be on that post-show. But you are more than welcome to be there and join us and to talk about who is the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion. If you're on the go and you can't be in the chat room but you need match results, don't worry. You can find them on rantamradio.com and, of course, on Facebook and Twitter at rantamradio. Any final thoughts before we close it out?
It's going to be a good time.
Boobs.
Thanks for having us, man.
It's going to be a slobber
knock. And we got to do, you know, it's getting into that interesting time of the year. You know, yeah, okay, we're winding things down. Christmas is coming up. We're going to take some time off. But once the Royal Rumble comes around, we got WrestleMania shortly thereafter. I tell you, things are going to start picking up around here. Things are going to get very interesting very quickly.
That's right.
So,
and don't be surprised if the Big Show win the title, because, you know, this is
Monday his night, live talk, bro.
This is his pay-per-view, yeah.
Yep.
Anything could happen in the World Wrestling Federation.
Yeah.
All right.
Play the Vince thing before we go. One more time.
Okay, Vince, remind everybody what's tonight.
It's the Survivor Series!
With that, I want to say thank you to everybody who's tuned in and everybody in the chat room. And, of course, for this wonderful panel, this huge panel of a variety of players.
Minds in wrestling.
Right. Broadcast journalists. Over in Team Decker Dome, we've got Phil, the Mega Powers, Rob, and, of course, Rage.
You got something to say?
No. You know, the only thing I have to say, Rage, is...
I can't see myself with another guy's dick in my mouth. I just don't.
And for Team Double A, Tony C, Surfer, Rick, and myself, Double A, we'll see you in 3 hours for the post show. Enjoy the Survivor Series. Later, everybody.